Welcome to the best of Come Follow Me. Thank you for making us your first Come Follow Me listen of the week. We love studying the doctrines of Jesus Christ found in the scriptures, and we love supplementing that study with podcasts. We've created this channel to highlight for you what we think are the best podcasts of this coming week.
Because there are so many wonderful podcasts, likely too many for one person to digest, we hope that our recommendations will help you to prioritize your podcast study.
Okay, let's get started. We've listened to as many podcasts as we could that are available, and we've each chosen one. It's super hard to pick out what we think is the best, but that's what we're going to try to do. So do you want to go first?
Sure. Okay. I'm going to start with Talking Scripture, and they spend quite a bit of time talking about pride, and it, to me, was just an amazing reminder of pride and trying to find where I'm prideful in my own life.
This is Jacob chapter 2.
Yeah, they're starting with Jacob chapter 2.
Around verse 13, etc.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen.
Let me tell you my resume.
And I'm constantly, well, when I was a bishop,
yeah,
or when I held this position, well, you're persecuting. That's pride. If you want to know where you're going to be proud, what's your more? What do you have that other people don't have that's going to cause you to make the comparison?
And then what do we do with it?
And think you're better.
Okay, so they talked about a lot of mores, and I feel like with pride, we kind of tend to think, well, pride has to do with like physical things that we have. But they also mentioned like, you know, if your kids are more successful than somebody else's, and they talk about pride in the church. And it was just a really good reminder of, I need to find out where pride is in my life and where I'm holding on to it, because I am, and we all are, and try to root it out. In this podcast, they also spend quite a bit of time talking about polygamy and addressing some of those issues that Jacob brings up later on. So if you're interested in like delving a little bit more into polygamy, they have some good resources also on their website.
Okay, great. Yeah. So got to listen to that. I haven't listened to that one yet.
Yeah.
You know, we divided up who's going to listen to what. We didn't decide in advance. Out of the different doctrines Jacob covers in these four chapters, let's make sure one of us talks about chastity, one of us talks about pride. It just so happens that the podcast that I chose, the clip I'm going to share, is also about pride. Okay, so the one that I chose this week is Follow Him, and this is John, by the way, and Hank Smith, and their guest is Dr. Barbara Morgan Gardner.
I love her.
And on this same topic of pride, she shares a quote from C.S. Lewis, and maybe everybody knows this, maybe nobody knows this. To me, I think maybe I'd heard it before, but it was refreshing. And President Benson quotes C.S. Lewis in a talk he gives on pride. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to share the C.S. Lewis part. Okay, let's take a listen.
Then I love this. He quotes C.S. Lewis and he says, "Pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man. It is the comparison that makes you proud, the pleasure of being above the rest. Once the element of competition has gone, pride has gone."
Okay, so along the same lines of what you shared, mm-hmm, I love that comment. It rings so true for me as I look at myself.
Yeah.
When I think about experiences where I'm feeling like I'm sinning with my prideful thoughts or actions, it is precisely that, because yeah, I'm thinking about more than or greater than or different than or yeah, or less than. And what I got to tell you in particular, we won't share it here, but you got to listen at around the 36-minute mark, and Follow Him always has two parts. So the first part, I mean, I recommend, this is my podcast choice for the week, listen to Follow Him. If you only have 1 hour, not two, listen to the first one. Around 36 minutes, Sister Gardner shares a story, respect the car in front. So she tells this car story, and the analogy to leadership is something that I'd never heard before, and I thought it was brilliant. And so you got to listen to that part. It takes her, you know, a minute to share. It's not long, but it's very profound. So I very much recommend that.
Yeah, she's great.
So those are our highlights. Now let's cover some lowlights. We probably need a better name for this segment. But I noticed a couple of different podcasts that were critical of the second king of the Nephites. We read in Jacob chapter 1 that after Nephi dies, there's another king. And so I heard some suggestion that Jacob is distancing himself from this king. And I heard other that this king is part of the problem, part of the reason we have Jacob giving this long sermon about pride and chastity and relationship with the Lamanites, that this king is part of it. Mm-hmm. So I guess my response to that is, let's stick with the scriptures. And if the scriptures don't tell us enough, let's give the person grace. So in this case, there's nothing in the scriptures that say the king is part of the problem. He might be, he might not be. I don't want to presume he is. I think part of the reason people think that maybe he's part of the problem, or at least that Jacob is kind of keeping him at arm's length, is because Jacob's introduction is so terse. Nephi anointed a man king. It's like, a man? Like, you couldn't give us his name?
Just anybody?
You know, he's probably one of your nephews or something? Like, he wouldn't share that? All we really know, we know it's a man and Nephi anointed him. That's it. I think a better explanation than Jacob trying to distance himself from this king is Jacob, one, being obedient to Nephi's instruction. If you look at Jacob chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, he explains the charge to only touch lightly the history of the people. As a practical matter, later in Jacob 3:13, he tells us he can't record a hundredth part, and 4:1 says it's difficult to write on the plates.
Yeah.
So I think the scriptures give us a reason. We don't need to go reaching.
Yeah.
And the second thing I'll say in this point is there's certainly cases in the scriptures where we see a wicked king lead people to do wickedly. Mm-hmm. But you also see, in spite of righteous parents, church leaders, kings, children, members of the community making terrible, evil choices, and vice versa. You can have sinful parents. You can have political leaders that are clearly choosing the wrong, and people still choosing the right. So again, I think let's give the second king of the Nephites some grace. Stick with the scripture account.
Plus, it would also be hard to like follow in Nephi's footsteps. Like,
sure. Can you imagine?
Like,
whoever it is.
I don't want to do that.
Thank you again for listening to The Best of Come Follow Me. Feel free to let us know in comments if you think maybe there was a different podcast that was a real gem that we should have mentioned, or if you disagree with us on the second Nephite king. Always happy to be corrected if we get something wrong. Next week, we'll cover chapters 5-7 of Jacob. We look forward to you joining us again on The Best of Come Follow Me. Now, turn us off and go listen to Talking Scripture and follow him.
Yeah.
Thanks.